Two or three times during the long 3 weeks that followed, Mr. Bob White took his turn upon the eggs for half an hour, while his wife went for a dust bath. About the 20th of June, Mrs. Bob White appeared, closely followed by 14 quail chicks. She was clucking and bristling like the good mother partridge that she was, while each of the tiny chicks was spry as a cricket. After the first tiny little creature had picked his way through the shell, his peep had set all the others to work, and in half an hour the whole brood had arrived. Then, when they had dried and had a little time in which to gain strength, they were ready for the world. Forth they all came, the mother clucking and bristling, and the chicks scampering this way and that, pecking at almost invisible plant lice and bugs, feeding themselves within the same hour that they came from the nest. For two or three nights, Mrs. Bob White led them back to the old nest, but after that it was given up, and they never returned to it. Family Misfortunes. One night, when they were about a week old, Mrs. Bob White led them to sleep in a little hollow under an overhanging rock. During the night, there was a terrible downpour of rain, and the hollow filled rapidly. Before the young mother could conduct her chicks to higher and drier ground, three were drowned in the puddle. For the first 2 weeks, Bob White stayed with his family trying to protect them and giving his wife much good advice about bringing up children, but she finally told him that she could get along quite well without him, and he flew away.